Good afternoon. More humidity in the air today than recent days, and with breaks of sunshine, temperatures are climbing through the 70s on our way into the lower 80s in most spots. This will set the stage for a round of showers and thunderstorms, which will develop out ahead of an advancing cold front from western and central New York. As the front makes its way through the region, thunderstorms will become more numerous and grow in strength, and some of the storms could be strong to severe during the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some thunderstorms could contain strong, gusty winds over 55 miles per hour, some hail, frequent lightning, and heavier downpours. The storms will tend to wind down after dark tonight as they move through New England. And temperatures will drop back into the 60s for overnight lows, but with the added moisture in the air, we'll have areas of dense fog forming and skies will remain mostly cloudy. For the day tomorrow, still some energy to work its way through the region, so the risk of a shower or thunderstorm still out there. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. This will set us up for a good-looking Thursday. With high pressure and control, skies will be mostly sunny. The humidity levels will be down considerably, but it will still be warm, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. A weak disturbance will head our way for the day on Friday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. Then behind that system, it looks like a good holiday weekend with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny on Independence Day for Monday with highs staying in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the central and northern high plains. Robust daytime heating over the high plains, along with sharply cooler air with height, are expected to yield moderate instability today. Storm initiation is likely across eastern Wyoming and southeast Montana into western parts of South Dakota and Nebraska late this afternoon, with storms developing and tracking to the south-southeast. Strengthening northwesterly mid-level winds will produce adequate shear and should result in the potential for splitting supercells, producing large hail, some very large hail, and damaging winds with initially isolated to widely scattered storms. Strengthening southerly low-level winds from western Kansas to western Nebraska and potential for cell mergers could yield upscale growth into a mesoscale convective system propagating southeast through Nebraska into west-central Kansas this evening and perhaps into the early overnight period. Severe winds and hail would be the primary hazards with this thunderstorm complex. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers possible and highs in the lower to mid 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 99 set in 1901, and the record low 45 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and more humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms this evening, areas of fog overnight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and more humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms this evening than areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and more humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms firing and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms likely this evening than areas of fog tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s Thursday. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny skies for Independence Day on Monday. Highs all 3 days across the holiday weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.